Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are doing this TV's timeout edition of Thursday Night Football.
You cackling, you know, over there.
Just cackling at
it's Day-Day. Day-Day's back there cracking jokes, and, you know, he's a funny guy.
Yeah. Does everyone have Falcons gear on here except for me?
No. Dylan's wearing...
I just grabbed whatever's lying around.
I was looking for a Falcon shirt this morning. I couldn't find it. I knew specifically what shirt I wanted to wear, and I saw it because I folded it the other day, but I couldn't find it, so...
Hmm. Yeah. Laid out your clothes like you're going
to... No, I didn't lay them out. I went looking for it in my closet because I knew I had folded it and put it in my closet, but I just couldn't find it.
I just grabbed whatever is clean and throw it on and roll in. Anyway, we got Thursday Night Football. Falcons, Bucks going down tonight. This, if you recall, Coach Raheem Morris used to coach the Buccaneers. He now coaches the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
But have you, Mike, I know you're with the same team, but if you've talked to other guys, like, do you always remember you were with a previous team? You had ties to that team? Is there always maybe a little something extra driving you? Or maybe you just want to get the win because it's a former team? Or is there a point where you just don't care anymore?
I would say that it's probably something that has probably come to his mind that he would think about. But I think Raheem's got so much going on. I don't think he has time to actually look up and look at the horizon, right? I think you're looking at the, you know, kind of the next step. You're putting one foot in front of the other. You're trying to, you know, figure out game plans offensively, defensively. You're, you know, everything else that's going on inside of this franchise, outside of this franchise, and you know, prime time and the interviews you're probably doing and the whole Matt Ryan thing and everything else going on. I think that it's probably on his list. I just think it's like number 26. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's that far down.
Maybe a hint of, not that he's thinking it now, nostalgia a little bit. That was his first head coaching job. And now
it's also his first DC job.
Right?
I would also think, too, I think that that will be a lot bigger talking point when we go to Tampa. Right, with it being in, like, to me, the uniforms are the only thing that are any nostalgic to him, because I can't imagine there's anybody still with that team that was there, you know, that long ago. So it's just, I think it's one of those things that he probably has thought about. He probably put in the back of his mind. Like I said, it's probably on his list, it's just way down his list.
Yeah, yes.
He's a busy man, so.
I would say so, especially with the game plan this week.
Yeah, I think, and I think the Ring of Honor thing with Matt Ryan being there, special night, you know, Rockhold, he was part of the coaching staff. I don't want to say he coached, but he did kind of coach Matt when he was there. But this is also a team that, just like, you know, we talked about the Saints. It was like 55-55, I think, or something like that. And I think the Falcons might have taken the lead. There's, you know, with these records, it's always kind of one is always saying that there's one or another. This is one where I think Tampa leads the record 31-30 against the Falcons. So a chance to get even. But also, it's just such a big, it's quietly a huge game for both teams. It's quietly a huge early season game for both teams because the Falcons need to win this because you have a chance. You go, what no one's talking about is you play this game, you turn around, you play the Panthers in Carolina, then Seattle comes here, which is another big NFC game, especially with how well Seattle's played early this year. And you know that San Francisco is, you would think San Francisco could make a charge in that division.
They're getting
might.
Healthy at some point, yeah.
But you go to Tampa on the 27th, and then you play Dallas at home, and then you go to New Orleans on
the
10th.
So what you're saying is the schedule does not get
any easier. And this is a big early division game that you need to take. You want to get to 3-2 and be 2-0 in the division because you've got some road the next three division games you play are on the road, and none of them are easy because I think Carolina is a lot harder than it was three weeks ago.
There's no doubt about it. And look, you feel like, to your point, like you feel like this is one you need to get. I will say this much, though, and I agree with you. This is a huge game, but I think it all depends on how the Falcons look, right? I think it depends on, even if they lose, I think it would depend on how they lost. It would make me kind of look at this team. Like, we won last week. I don't know that I felt any better about the team, right? And that was that's one of the tough things. And we've said before about being on the postgame show. It's like, I get 3 minutes to try to develop, and I'm so furious at what the offense looked like on the four-minute drive that I get on the postgame show, and I don't even sound happy that Younghoe Koo just was able to knock this game winner down. So if the Falcons were to lose this game and it was like 35-32, I'd be like, man, that offense came alive finally. But that's not the way that anybody wants to look at it. And you want to be able to win this game in a prime time with Amazon going on and pulling the first place and everything else and kind of set yourself up for this stretch run to kind of get through the gauntlet that is the middle of the season. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch. And like we talked about, it's going to be a matchup-driven game for sure.
I'm tired of playing these tough defenses. Last week we had the fifth best scoring defense in the league, Tiff. This week we played the ninth. And I'm just like, hey, can we catch a break? Like, can we catch? No, well, we have the.
They're minus their best player, so we're trying to catch a little bit of break.
You mentioned Antoine Winfield not playing in this one.
If you believe that's their best player,
best players.
I 100% believe that's their best player.
I will tell you this. Number 50 and number 54 are guys that seem to always show up when the red and black is in town or they come to town. I mean, Lavonte David has played 23 games against the Falcons. He's only got 175 tackles, 23 tackles for loss. This guy has a way, and he's coming off one of his best games in a while. I mean, last week he had two sacks, two separate tackles for loss, a forced fumble, a pass breakup, a quarterback hit. I mean, this guy was everywhere last week. In fact, they had two sacks going into last week. They had same, and he had two of them. So he's playing like he's 24 years old. And then you got Vita Vea, who's just a beast week in and week out.
Yeah, he's a matchup problem. You're gonna have to try. The good thing is, I like I've said, and I said this last year, I think he usually plays well into what the Falcons try to do. That's why you run wide zone, right? We don't run any A-gap plays. So hopefully you can kind of eliminate Vita Vea in that aspect and try to, you know, take some pressure off Ryan Neuzel's shoulders. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.